Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, this is a fun moment here.
We've got some fun that just stepped in, too.
We do have a little fun here. Justin Tuck joining us here on set at Radio Row. He is a standout defensive end for the New York Giants. And welcome to the set. We are on with David and Carla. Justin, great to have you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Y'all enjoying the Radio Row scene yet?
It's great. It's kind of electric today. I like this.
It's gotten a little better now that you're here.
Thank you.
So what brings you to Radio Row? You're talking a little Volvo today, aren't you?
Yeah, just working with Volvo to kind of get a little bit more of their safety push out. And basically what they're doing is, in 1959, they created the triple point seatbelt that has been credited since of saving more than a million lives in car accidents. And this year they decided to call me up since I had a safety in the Super Bowl, and they're trying to pair safety and football. And basically what they're doing is they're allowing people to go on to VolvoSafetySunday.com and create the car that you like on Volvo. You can create it with all the bells and whistles and registering. So you go into the link as far as being a participant of this raffle. And if there is a Super Bowl safety on Super Bowl Sunday, they will automatically pick $1 million worth of winners for your car,
from the
orders.
Wow.
So they're trying to give away $1 million worth of Volvos if a safety takes place in the Super Bowl. So I think that's, obviously Volvo's been known for their safety all around, and tying into the biggest game, the biggest event in our sport. So I'm excited about it.
Well, fantastic. We're talking to two-time Super Bowl champion Justin Tuck, who, of course, had two victories with the Giants over the Patriots.
Both of them over the Patriots.
Yeah, you're the Patriots slayer. They don't
like
Ben Boston.
You don't want to be liked in Boston. That's a good thing to do. I want to ask you, Justin, so in the 2007 Super Bowl, you had two sacks and a forced fumble on Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, and looking back at that game, my MVP goes to you. Don't tell Eli.
Thank you.
It did go to Eli. How do you feel about that? How did your teammates... Obviously, they were pumping you up because you basically you won that game for them. I mean, it's a team effort, but you were stellar.
I tell everybody this, the fact that people still recognize that I had a pretty good game, that's awesome. But we do not win that football game without number 10. And I am totally fine with him winning those MVPs. Totally fine. I give him a little jab here and there just to kind of, just to mess around with him. But listen, the games that he put together in those two Super Bowls, opposite of probably the greatest quarterback of our time, maybe even of all time, in Tom Brady, to outplay him there and to help us win those games with unbelievable plays at the end. There's no question that he definitely deserves both of those MVPs. But I appreciate your sentiment, and I thank you.
It was fun to watch.
You tell Eli that Carla is with you.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Carla.
You're very welcome.
Love to ask you about your former team, the Giants,
sure,
and how they're doing this year. They picked a new head coach, Joe Judge. Was that a surprise pick to you?
Yeah, I think so. I think he kind of came on the radar a little late, but I also know that he went in and wowed our ownership in their brass with old school things, but also just direct ownership in building this team back and making no excuses for it. He laid down a plan that he plans to execute to the T, and he has people excited about it. And I told him, like, it doesn't matter if you was a first-round pick or you were, pick number 99, 199 like Tom Brady. If you win, they'll build statues for you. If you lose, they'll fire you in 2 years. And he liked that. He laughed. Because I said, listen, no one cares. At the end of the day, no one's going to care if you're the Giants' first pick for the job or their last pick for the job.
Right.
You got a job to do, and you come in and you do it. Then you're going to go down in the history of a great coach in this league, and you have your name in Raptors in MetLife Stadium. It's that simple. So, and I think he's approaching it that way. I think he did a great job of building his staff of people that have the experience, the head coaching experience, also people who are hungry to continue to make names for themselves, that are liked in that locker room, liked in the football circles. But listen, he has a tough job to do. He has a lot of talent. He has young talent. He has to build up some pieces of the team that has kind of been depleted over the last couple of years. And he has a crowd and a fan base that is going to be very tough on him. It's just the New York way. He's from Philly. He gets it. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. But listen, me being excited about it ain't gonna win him football games. He has a job to do, and I think he's putting his head down and going and doing it.
Well, I have to appreciate the Giants. I think, Justin, you had a lot more to do with the Joe Judge hire. If you can't beat him, join him. He came from New England. He said, this guy keeps taking down my team. I got to get to the Giants.
Yeah.
What position groups, or where do you think the Giants need a
O-line.
Lot? O-line. For sure.
And that's not a jab at our O-line, our current O-line. It's just, listen, it always starts up front. And I'll say O-line, D-line. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets so excited about the quarterback and the wide receivers and the running backs and blah, 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 blah. Listen, name a quarterback. Name one.
Deshaun Watson.
Has he thrown a touchdown on his back?
Well, he's probably
almost.
The closest.
That's the closest one.
Yeah, actually, the one we saw against the Bills.
You almost got me there.
Well done, Carla.
That was close.
You prevailed.
But he's never thrown a quarterback. He's never thrown a touchdown from his back.
Yeah.
I love
so
that.
So if you can't protect him or you can't get after him, then all these quarterbacks are, you know, Hall of Fame candidates. If you allow them to sit back there and go from read one to two to three, it don't matter if you got me running the out route. I'll get open at some point.
I'm looking at you. I know you're going to get open.
So that's the point. So that's the point. I think you start by protecting the quarterback because the rules in the NFL have made the quarterback the best, the most important, you know, person on the field, right?
Sure.
So if you're looking at it from the perspective of making him successful, protect him. And if you're looking at it from the perspective of making him unsuccessful, get after him. And it starts up front on both sides.
We're talking to two-time Super Bowl champion Justin Tuck. One last question I'd love to ask you. What do you see in Daniel Jones thus far?
Listen, I know I see the comparisons that everyone sees, right? Him and Eli, even from the, you know, just how they answer questions and the mundane stuff, right?
So true.
But he's more athletic than Eli has ever been. I think he can handle the pressure of playing in New York City because he has kind of – I love calling Eli Opie Cunningham, but he has that kind of – that kind of mentality where it's just like he's not going to get too high with the highs, not too low with the lows. He made some mistakes his rookie year, just like Eli did his rookie year.
Yeah.
People remember, right? But he has the experience under his belt. They'll continue to put pieces around him to make, you know, the people around him better. They'll get more experience of working with him. And now it's his team. It's not Eli Manning is not in his shadow.
Right.
The Giants are growing up with Jones.
Yeah,
now.
It's similar. It's very similar in how Eli had a guy named Kurt Warner. That was there when his rookie year. Kurt left, and then it was Eli's team. Well, Eli's left, now it's Daniel's team. And I think you'll see that jump. I think you'll see the maturity level continue to grow, and I think you'll see the people around him continue to understand what kind of player he is and how he's going to lead this football team.
Awesome stuff. Justin Tuck, thanks so much for joining us.
Go get a Volvo, guys.
Can you fit in one?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. Good.
We're riding around in the XC90 right now, which is a lovely SUV. So that's
okay,
my vote
nice.
For the
if one. If you fit in there, that's good for
and
America.
And it's a safe ride.
Yes, it's a safe
absolutely.
Ride.
Fantastic.
Justin, thank you
very much. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.